At least one communist North Vietnamese gun has fired its last round at the Marines at Khe Sanh. 3rd Marine Division correspondent Staff Sergeant Chuck McCormick talked to Captain Walter Gunn, the senior advisor to the Vietnamese Rangers who captured the weapon.
Captain, the other day, members of this Ranger Battalion, this Arvin Ranger Battalion, went on patrol around the perimeter here at Khe Sanh. What did they find?
A six-man patrol parted the right perimeter of our area here. And in order to, they was trying to find a recoilless rifle that had been firing on us for the previous day. Approximately 1,000 hours, we heard a great deal of firing. There was a lot of fog, and we couldn't see what was going on at the time. But just then, it was around 10:30 hours, the fog lifted, and we saw our patrol. And they had caught a two-man recoilless rifle team. They killed the two-man recoilless rifle team and then captured the 82 recoilless rifle. We brought it back here. Right at first, they was all hollering. When we got it back here, we found out it was a Russian-built 82 millimeter. And they were real proud of themselves because, as far as I know, well, I know this much, this is the first one captured around Khe Sanh. But reported by the captain here in charge of this battalion said this was the first one captured in Vietnam.
To me, it appears to be in excellent condition. How about, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, looking at the sight and the shape of the weapon, and still has its OD coloring and not too many markings where it's been scarred up, I would say it hadn't been in the country too long.
Captain, Khe Sanh is constantly being hit by what we assume to be mortar or recoilless. Is this one of the type weapons they're hitting us with now?
This is one of the great number of those same type of weapons they are really hitting this perimeter with. For the past two or three nights, to our left flank, we've been hearing reports from, we think it's three more of the same type of weapons. This morning, we was hit with the 82 again, which we knew it was an 82 because we could see through our binoculars. I would say it's a great deal number of these weapons right here around this entire Khe Sanh.
What would be the range of this weapon, sir?
I would say around 4,000 meters it's capable of firing. I would compare this weapon right here with our 106 recoilless rifle.
Were there men manning it?
There were two men manning this weapon at the time. It was trying to evacuate it out of the area. So the two men, that they was the ones they killed. But at the same time, it was three men that escaped from the same area carrying a 60 millimeter mortar. It could have been one of those men was part of the crew here. I would say it's probably a three-man crew.
Captain Walter Gunn, the senior advisor to the Vietnamese Rangers at Khe Sanh. Reporting with Staff Sergeant Chuck McCormick of the 3rd Marine Division. This is Marine Sergeant Chris Harris from the Combat Information Bureau, Da Nang, Vietnam.